So again, make yourself comfortable, please. The second noble truth, the cause of our suffering, is our fighting and struggling with what is. So let your eyes close again gently and come back to the breath. Just come into your body. Feel the movement of the breath like a breeze. It breathes itself. Your whole being is in change like a river. The breath shows you that river, that movement of impermanence. Let your breath be soft and easy without controlling. Let your attention be soft to feel the littlest movement that the breath makes. Now in this place of quieting, we'll do a traditional meditation on forgiveness, a practice. And because it's a practice, it may or may not work for you. It's something one works with over time. Feeling the breath and the body, the heart, letting the breath be soft and the heart be soft. First, asking forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone in thought or word or deed, knowingly or unknowingly, and I have done so in the ways that I have, I allow these instances to come into my mind and heart and ask forgiveness. We only act unskillfully for two reasons, out of our own pain and out of our fear. We don't know, we get confused, and in our pain and fear, we hurt other people. May I be forgiven? Now toward yourself, because we've been so hard on ourselves. To do forgiveness is to soften the barriers around our heart, to let ourselves into our hearts. In the ways that I have hurt or harmed myself, this body and heart and mind, in all the ways, out of my fear and pain and ignorance, out of neglect, or dishonesty. So many ways I've not cared for you, my sweet self. May I be forgiven? I ask and extend forgiveness. And let come to mind, into your awareness, the images of that which asks for forgiveness, those times and actions. Let your heart be as soft as it can. You deserve to be forgiven. It's only that which lets you open. And then lastly, the wounds and sorrow we have suffered at the hands of others. All of these that we've touched with such hardness and aggression and resentment, hardened ourselves. You who have hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought or word or deed, we've been wounded and hurt by many. Out of their fear and their pain and confusion. To the extent that I can at this time, I extend you forgiveness. Feel the places that you hold, the resentment, the business from the past, and touch them with kindness and forgiveness, and see if it's not time to let go. Is it in this life, in ourselves, in others, in the world around us, that most asks our forgiveness and our mercy and the love of our heart? Let us extend that. Now, it's important to understand that forgiveness is a work. It's not an act of will. And sometimes you have to grieve for a year or two, or rage, or be angry, or all kinds of things are part of the process of letting go. So you can't paper it over or pretend it. But what one needs to do in doing the work first is to feel that which needs to be done, and to see how we hold it with our awareness and with our heart, and that begins to give us a sense of what it means to open, what needs to be opened. You might do the forgiveness meditation and not much happens. But if you do it every day for half an hour, for 10 days, or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, all of a sudden, all these subtle things that we hold, I've never forgave that, this person and that, or mostly in ourselves, all the ideals that we have. And without seeing those, we're always caught in the cycle of judgment. So it's really a deep work, and we're just kind of tasting the flavor of how one might work with that. The second noble truth, the cause of suffering, our human suffering, is our fighting with what is. Very simple. Our attachment, our reactions, our fear, our greed, our complications. And to the extent that we're attached, to that extent do we suffer. Try it. See how much you're attached to your body. You know, look in the mirror as it grows old. It does, you know, right? And it gets grayer and it wrinkles and stuff. The extent to which you are attached to it, that equals how much suffering you'll have. Doesn't mean that you don't care for it. It's beautiful. It's fantastic to have a body. See and eat and move and make love and all these things. But to the extent that you grasp things, it creates suffering.